there, beautiful souls. Welcome to Be Gentle With Me, where we decode the complex algebra of our feelings. I'm your host, Christy, and today we're diving into a question that's probably bounced around your brain more times than a caffeinated kangaroo. Why do I always feel like I'm not enough? Sound familiar? If you're nodding so hard you're giving yourself whiplash, you're in good company. This not enough feeling is like the world's least fun emotional merry-go-round, and it's time we hit the emergency stop button. Now, I've got a plot twist for you. The culprit behind this feeling? It's not your high school bully, your ex, or that one time you tripped in front of your crush. Nope, it's something far sneakier, and it's been hanging around since your SpongeBob pajama days. Intrigued? Stick around, because we're about to unravel this mystery faster than a dollar store sweater. All right, let's talk about this not enough feeling. You know the one. It's like wearing an invisibility cloak, except instead of making you invisible, it just makes you feel less. Less worthy, less capable, less. Here's a fun fact. That's not actually fun at all. Studies show that up to 70% of people experience imposter syndrome at some point. That's right, 7 out of 10 people are walking around feeling like they're secretly inadequate. It's like we're all part of a very unexclusive club, where the membership fee is your self-esteem. This feeling doesn't just hang out in one area of our lives. Oh no, it's an overachiever. It shows up at work whispering, "You're going to mess this up," as you walk into a meeting. It crashes your dates, muttering, "They're going to realize you're boring," between sips of overpriced cocktails. It even has the audacity to invade your me time, asking, "Shouldn't you be doing something productive?" as you try to relax. So here's a question for you. Ever feel like you're wearing an I'm not enough t-shirt that only you can see? If you're mentally adjusting that invisible shirt right now, don't worry. By the end of this episode, we're going to work on trading that shirt for one that says, "I'm enough, I'm worthy, and I rock." All right, are you ready for the big reveal? The hidden culprit behind your not enough feelings are childhood emotional neglect. Cue the dramatic music. Now, before you start picturing some Charles Dickens-like orphanage scenario, let me explain. Childhood emotional neglect is like growing up in an emotional desert where you needed an oasis. It's not about what happened to you, but what didn't happen. It's the absence of the emotional nourishment every tiny human needs to thrive. Think of it this way. If your emotional needs were a houseplant, emotional neglect would be forgetting to water it. The plant might survive, but it's not going to be as lush and thriving as it could be. Now here's where it gets tricky. Emotional neglect often wears an invisibility cloak, and not the cool Harry Potter kind. It's not always obvious, even to the child experiencing it. You might have had a roof over your head, food on the table, and even material possessions. But if your emotional needs were consistently overlooked or dismissed, that's emotional neglect. There are two types of emotional neglect, overt and covert. Overt neglect is like a neon sign. It's hard to miss. This might look like parents who are physically absent or will openly dismiss their child's feelings. Covert neglect, on the other hand, is sneakier than a ninja in socks. These might be parents who provide for all physical needs but struggle to connect emotionally. They might say things like, "Stop crying," or "You're too sensitive," inadvertently teaching their child that emotions are inconvenient or wrong. If you're sitting there thinking, "But my childhood wasn't that bad," remember, emotional neglect isn't about how bad things were, it's about what was missing. It's the emotional equivalent of a vitamin deficiency. You might not notice it right away, but over time, it can have a big impact. And here's the kicker. If you're recognizing this pattern in your own childhood, it doesn't mean your parents were villains twirling their mustaches and plotting to emotionally neglect you. No, often they were dealing with their own struggles or simply didn't know how to provide emotional support. They might have been emotionally neglected themselves. Remember, we're not here to play the blame game. We're here to understand, heal, and maybe crack a few jokes along the way. So, how does this childhood experience translate into feeling not enough as an adult? Well, buckle up, because we're about to take a trip down memory lane, and it might get a bit bumpy. You see, as kids, we're like little scientists in the laboratory of life. We're constantly gathering data, forming hypotheses about ourselves and the world around us. Our early experiences, especially with our caregivers, form the foundation of our core beliefs. It's like we're building our own Windows, or if you're a Macker, operating system. Joking. And childhood is the beta testing phase. When a child's emotional needs are consistently met, they develop what psychologists call a secure attachment style. It's like having a top-notch emotional immune system. These lucky ducks grow up with the core belief that they are worthy and lovable. Isn't that great? But when emotional needs are neglected, it's a different story. The child might develop an insecure attachment style and core beliefs like, I'm not important, my needs don't matter, or I'm too much to handle. Sound familiar? These are the building blocks of the not enough feeling. It's like trying to build a skyscraper on a foundation made of jello. Things are bound to get wobbly. Now let's talk about our old friend, the inner critic. You know, that voice in your head that's always ready with a perfectly timed put down? In the context of childhood emotional neglect, the inner critic often develops as a survival mechanism. It's like an overzealous bodyguard you never asked for, always on high alert for potential rejection or failure. The inner critic might say things like, don't ask for help, you'll just be a burden. Or you'd better be perfect, or they'll realize you're not worth keeping around. It thinks it's protecting you, but in reality, it's just reinforcing those old painful beliefs. It's like having a GPS that's always trying to steer you away from your destination. Not very helpful, right? Another lasting impact of childhood emotional neglect is difficulty with self-validation and emotional awareness. If your emotions are ignored or dismissed as a child, you might struggle to recognize or trust your own feelings as an adult. It's like trying to read a book in a language you were never taught. Frustrating and confusing. This can lead to a constant seeking of external validation, another hallmark of feeling not enough. It's like you're always looking for someone else to give you the emotional gold star your parents never did. Remember, recognizing these patterns doesn't mean you're broken or damaged. It means you're becoming aware of the emotional tools you weren't given as a child. In awareness, that's the first step towards change. You're not stuck with the emotional operating system you developed as a child. You can update it, debug it, and even rewrite parts of it. It might take some work, but hey, you've already survived childhood emotional neglect. You're tougher than you think. All right, pop quiz time. Don't worry, this isn't the kind of test that'll show up on your permanent record. We're going to play a little game called Spot the Emotional Neglect. Yeah, fun, right? Ready? Here we go. Do you find yourself constantly putting others' needs before your own, like you're auditioning for the role of doormat extraordinaire? Set impossibly high standards for yourself, as if perfection is the minimum entry requirement for being a human? Struggle with self-care, feeling guilty for doing nice things for yourself, like you're committing a crime by taking a bubble bath? Feel like an imposter in your own life, waiting for someone to jump out and yell, aha, we knew you weren't really competent. Have difficulty identifying or expressing your emotions, like you're playing an eternal game of emotional charade. If you're nodding so hard you're at risk of whiplash, congratulations. You might be a graduate of the School of Childhood Emotional Neglect. Don't worry, we didn't hand out diplomas. We didn't think it was appropriate. Let's break this down a bit. People pleasing. If you find yourself saying yes when you want to say no, or bending over backwards to make others happy at your own expense, you might be trying to earn the emotional attention you didn't get as a child. It's like you're still that kid performing tricks in the hopes that someone will finally notice and validate you. Perfectionism. Ah, my old friend. It's like your inner critic decided to become a drill sergeant. If you set impossibly high standards for yourself and beat yourself up when you don't meet them, your inner critic might be working overtime. Remember, perfect is the enemy of good, and also the enemy of your sanity. Difficulty with self-care. If the idea of prioritizing your own needs makes you feel guilty, uncomfortable, or even selfish, that's a big red flag. It's like you're still living by the old rule that your needs don't matter. Newsflash, they do matter. And taking care of yourself isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. Imposter syndrome. This is a fun one. And by fun, I mean not fun at all. You might be a high achiever on the outside, but on the inside, you're constantly waiting for someone to realize you're a fraud. It's exhausting, isn't it? Like you're constantly putting an Oscar-worthy performance of competent adult. Emotional confusion. If you struggle to identify or express your emotions, you're not alone. When your feelings weren't validated as a child, it's hard to learn emotional vocabulary. It's like trying to read a book in a language that you were never taught. Other signs might include feeling empty or numb, struggling with self-discipline, fear of dependency in relationships, or feeling different or disconnected from others. Now let's pause for a quick self-check. Any of these symptoms ringing a bell? If so, take a deep breath. Remember, recognizing the pattern is the first step towards changing it. You're not broken. You're not a failure. And you're definitely not alone. You're just working with an emotional toolkit that's missing a few key tools. But don't worry. We're about to go shopping at the Home Depot of healing. All right. It's time for the good stuff. We've identified the problem. We've recognized the signs. Now let's talk solutions. How do we break from this cycle? How do adults heal from childhood trauma? Don't worry, I promise this won't involve time travel or confronting your parents in a dramatic Lifetime movie scene. We don't want that. Awareness and self-compassion. First things first, it's time to retire that not enough t-shirt. It never looked good on you anyway. Recognize that these feelings aren't facts. They're old beliefs that have overstayed their welcome. Like that milk in the back of your fridge. Remember that? Start practicing self-compassion. Talk to yourself like you would a dear friend. Would you tell a friend they're not enough? No. Then why are you saying it to yourself? Be your own best friend, not your own worst critic. Emotional literacy. If childhood emotional neglect left you disconnected from your own emotions, it's time to learn the language your heart's been trying to speak. Think of it like learning a new language. But instead of "where's the bathroom," you're learning to say, "I feel angry," or "I'm experiencing joy," or "I feel sad." Start by simply noticing and naming your feelings without judgment. Google emotion wheels. It's super helpful to give you the vocab for your emotions. It's like Pokemon Go. Gotta catch and name them all. Reparenting yourself. This might sound weird, I know, but stick with me. You're going to become the emotional caregiver you needed as a child. When you're feeling small or scared, ask yourself, what would little me need right now? This was a breakthrough moment for me. Then, do your best to provide that for yourself. It's like being your own fairy godparent, but instead of a pumpkin carriage, you're giving yourself the emotional support you always wanted. Setting boundaries. Learning to set healthy boundaries is crucial. It's okay to have emotional no trespassing signs. Start small. Maybe it's saying no to an extra project at work or asking a friend for some alone time. Remember, your needs matter. You're not being selfish. You're being self-respectful. Seeking support. You don't have to DIY your healing. Put down the emotional duct tape. Therapy or trauma-informed coaching, particularly with someone who understands childhood emotional neglect, can be incredibly helpful. It's like having a personal trainer for your emotions. Support groups can also provide validation and community. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Mindfulness and grounding techniques. Practices like meditation, deep breathing, or body scans can help you stay present and connected to yourself. This is especially helpful when you're feeling overwhelmed by emotions or critical thoughts. Think of it as hitting the pause button on your busy brain. Remember, healing isn't about becoming a different person. It's about uncovering the wonderful, worthy person you have always been underneath those old beliefs. It's like you're an amazing statue that's been covered in pigeon poop. Ugh. the pigeon poop being those negative beliefs. We're not changing the statue, we're just cleaning off the poop. As we start to wrap up, I want to emphasize that healing is a process, not a destination. There's no finish line where you suddenly feel enough all the time and rain will shoot out of your ears. If that does happen to you, please see a doctor immediately. Instead, it's about gradually shifting your relationship with yourself. It's like you're in a long-term relationship with, well, you. And like any relationship, it takes work, patience, and a lot of cheesy love songs. Start with small daily acts of self-validation. Maybe it's looking yourself in the mirror and saying one kind thing to yourself. Or pausing to acknowledge when you've done something well, no matter how small. Did you get out of bed today? High five! Did you remember to water your plants? You're basically a botanist. I remember working with a client. Let's call her Gemma. Gemma had always been a high achiever, but she constantly felt like a fraud. One day, after months of work, she came to our session beaming. She had made a small mistake at work. And instead of spiraling into self-criticism, she had paused, taken a breath, and told herself, "I'm human, and I'm still worthy." It might seem small, but it was a huge victory, a moment of choosing self-compassion over the old not enough narrative. Your journey might look different from Gemma's, and that's okay. Maybe your victories will be learning to say no, it was for me, or asking for help when you need it, also me. The important thing is to keep showing up for yourself, one day at a time. It's like building a muscle. The more you practice self-compassion and self-validation, the stronger you'll become. Phew, we've covered more ground today than a hyperactive toddler in a toy store. We've explored how childhood emotional neglect can lead to feeling not enough, recognize the signs in adulthood, and discuss strategies for healing. But here's what I really want you to take away from all of this. Your worth isn't earned, it's innate. You were born enough, you are enough, you always will be enough. The journey we're on is about peeling away the layers of old beliefs to reveal the truth of your inherent worthiness. It's like you're a masterpiece painting that's been covered with years of dust. We're not painting a masterpiece, we're just removing the gunk so you can shine in all your glory. So here's your homework for this week, should you choose to accept it. And trust me, you're more than capable of this mission. Try catching one moment where you feel not enough and ask yourself, what would little me have needed to hear right then? Then do your best to offer yourself those words of comfort and validation. It might feel weird at first, like trying to pat your head and rub your belly at the same time, but stick with it. You're rewiring years of old patterns, and that takes practice. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. This all sounds great, but how do I actually start this healing journey? Well, my emotionally intrepid friends, I've got just the thing for you. Head over to our website at www.thewildswithin.com/free-guide. The link is in show notes, no worries. And download my free workbook, Practical Steps to Start Your Healing. It's like a GPS for your healing journey, minus the frustrating, recalculating voice whenever you take a wrong turn. This workbook is packed with exercises, reflections, and practical tools to help you kickstart your healing process. Think of it as your personal emotional toolbox, perfect for those moments when you need to do some internal home improvements. And the best part? It's absolutely free. That's right, free. Because let's face it, you've already paid enough with the years of feeling not enough. Remember, healing from childhood trauma, including emotional neglect, is a journey. It's not a sprint. It's not even a marathon. It's more like a lifelong dance. Sometimes you'll waltz gracefully. Sometimes you'll step on your own toes. And sometimes you'll break out into a spontaneous chicken dance. Embrace it all. Be patient with yourself. And don't forget to celebrate your progress, no matter how small. And with my workbook in hand, you'll have an instruction manual to help you through those tricky steps. Thank you for joining me on this deep dive into childhood emotional neglect and a journey to feeling enough. If this episode resonated with you, please share it with someone who might benefit. Who knows? You might just be the emotional lifeline someone needs. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode of Be Gentle With Me. New episodes drop every Sunday because we all could use a little extra love to start the week. Remember, you are enough. You have always been enough, and you always will be enough. And if your inner critic tries to tell you otherwise, feel free to tell him to take a hike, preferably a long one, in the opposite direction. Until next time, be gentle with me, because you deserve kindness, especially from yourself.